Want to speak real Italian from your first lesson? Sign up for your free lifetime account at ItalianPod101.com.
The top 10 ways to say hello. So let's start. Buongiorno. Buongiorno. Good morning. You can also say salve. Salve is a more generic word that you can use with at any, really any time of the day, and is quite generic. So salve is something that is very polite, and at the same time you can use it all the time during the day. So when you meet someone, let's say you say salve, so the person is going to say to you salve or buongiorno. Ciao. Hello. Ciao is, well, I think everyone knows the word ciao, you know. Ciao is quite informal, so you don't say really ciao to older people or the people that you don't know really. So you can use ciao with your friends. But also, let's say, if you're going to a restaurant or a shop and you want to say to the person which is working, grazie, ciao, thanks, goodbye, you know, it works, you know. Because ciao, you can use ciao as hello when you meet someone, but also as goodbye, you know. So it's another very generic word as salve. Non ci vediamo da tanto tempo. Non ci vediamo da tanto tempo. Long time no see. Non ci vediamo da tanto tempo. Non ci vediamo da tanto tempo. Which in English is long time no see. You can also say da quanto tempo non ci vediamo. So it's a very long time that we haven't seen each other. Come ti sei trovato? Come ti sei trovato? How have you been? Which is also, you can say, come è andata? Come è andata? Which is pretty much the same. You can use it, let's say your friend goes to, your Italian friend goes to somewhere for vacation and you want to ask him how the trip was, and you can say come è andata, which is come ti sei trovato, how have you been? It's pretty much the same. Come va oggi? How is your day? Come va oggi? Oggi is today. Che si dice? Che si dice? What's up? Che si dice? Which is like, what's up? Che si dice is very informal and is more like, it's more like a kind of slang, Italian slang. It's not like proper formal Italian. So you say come stai, you know. Che si dice is more, you know, like still if you meet your friend, you know, you have like a very informal way to say things to each other, you know. You don't speak like high Italian, you know. So che si dice is pretty much used for to say like how are you, how is your life. Is the same of come va. And come stai? Buon pomeriggio. Good afternoon. Buon pomeriggio. Buon pomeriggio. Good afternoon. Come stai? How are you? Usually Italian people, we used to say when we meet like a friend, ciao, come stai? Like, which means, hello, how are you? You know, but you can also say ciao, come va? Hello, how are you? Come va is the same of come stai. Piacere di conoscerti. Piacere di conoscerti. It's nice to meet you. Piacere di conoscerti. Piacere di conoscerti. Nice to meet you. You can also say è stato un piacere conoscerti. È stato un piacere conoscerti. When you meet someone like for the first time and you like the person, you know, you say, it has been nice to meet you, you know, which is different than nice to meet you, which is when you actually meet the person for the first time, then you say, piacere. You can also say just piacere, you know, when you give your hand to the person that you're meeting, you can say just piacere. And the person might answer to you, piacere mio, which is my pleasure, you know. Come vanno le cose? Come vanno le cose? How is everything? Come vanno le cose? Come vanno le cose? How is everything? So, come vanno le cose is it refers to something really general. So, how is your life in general, you know? But it's used quite a lot in Italy, this phrase, come vanno le cose. So, top 10 most common tourist vocabulary. So, let's start. Biglietto. Ticket. Biglietto. Ticket. Vorrei due biglietti per gli Uffizi, per favore. Two tickets for the Uffizi gallery, please. This is actually, you can apply this phrase to pretty much everything when you need a ticket for something. So, let's say, you want a ticket for a museum. Vorrei un biglietto per il museo, per favore. I would like a ticket for the museum, please. Vorrei un biglietto per il treno, per favore. I would like a ticket for the train, please, for example. So you can apply this to pretty much everything that you like. Turista. Tourist. Turista. Tourist. In Piazza della Signoria ci sono sempre centinaia di turisti. In Signoria Square, there are always 100 of tourists. Itinerario. Itinerary. Itinerario. Itinerary. Abbiamo studiato un buon itinerario per visitare l'Italia del Sud. We planned a good itinerary to visit Southern Italy. You can also say, abbiamo preparato un itinerario per il nostro viaggio. We prepare an itinerary for our travel. Guida turistica. Guidebook. Guida turistica. Guidebook. Preferisco usare internet per consultare le guide turistiche in PDF. I prefer using the internet to read PDF of guidebooks. It's very interesting because you can actually print as well the guidebooks and take it to you when you travel. And instead of maybe, you know, buying proper guidebooks, you know, you can choose what you like to see. And so it's a bit different. Autobus turistico. Tour bus. Autobus turistico. Tour bus. Prenotando l'autobus turistico, andremo ad Assisi e Perugia. By booking a tour bus, we'll go to Assisi and Perugia. You can also say, I mean, when you arrive to an airport, let's say, and you are looking for a tour bus or a tour bus services where in the city where you're traveling in. So you can actually go to the tourist desk and say, c'è un tour bus. They can understand also if you say tour bus in Italian. But of course, if you say, c'è un autobus turistico, is there a tour bus, you know, or c'è un servizio per i turisti, is there a service for tourists with a bus, you know, so you can use a lot of different words. Tempio. Temple. Tempio. Temple. Sto per andare a vedere i templi della Valle di Agrigento in Sicilia. I'm going to see the temples of Agrigento Valley in Sicily. I've never been there, but I know that they're really, really beautiful. So if you have time to go to Agrigento when you visit Sicily, you can't miss this spot. It's really, really nice one. There is a lot of history there. Moschea.
Mosque. Moschea. Mosque. Stanno inaugurando una nuova moschea nella nostra città.
They are inaugurating a new mosque in our town.
Chiesa.
Church.
Chiesa. Church. I gruppi di turisti possono visitare le chiese quando non ci sono messe.
Group of tourists can visit churches when there isn't mass.
Cascata.
Waterfall.
Cascata.
Waterfall.
Nel centro Italia c'è la splendida cascata delle Marmore.
In the central Italy there is the wonderful Marmore waterfall, and it's actually pretty spectacular too.
Visitare.
To visit.
Visitare.
To visit.
Ci piace visitare i paesini del centro Italia.
We love visiting the small towns in central Italy.
10 must know math words. Well, actually, this subject is quite difficult for me. I wasn't really great at school in math, really. Although I've been studying in a science school, and I always prefer really science subjects like biology, chemistry, and things like that. Not really math, so.
Matematica.
Math.
Matematica.
Math.
Da bambina ho sempre odiato la matematica.
When I was a child, I always hated math. So this is what I was talking about before. It's a kind of not really welcome subject, you know, when you are a child. It's quite rare to find children would really, really enjoy studying math, you know, because it's quite, there is a lot of discipline and a lot of things that actually, you know, for a child sometimes are a bit too much anyway.
Per cento.
Percent.
Per cento.
Percent.
Calcoliamo il 30% di 100.
Let's calculate 30% of 100.
Pari.
Even.
Pari.
Even.
4, 6 e 8 sono numeri pari.
4, 6 and 8 are even numbers. Also 10, 12, 14, 10, 12, 14 are even numbers.
Dispari.
Odd.
Dispari.
Odd. 5, 7 e 11 sono numeri dispari. 5, 7 and 11 are odd numbers. As 13, 13, 14, 14, 14 is an even number. 15, 17. You see my math skills? Just go and come back.
Calcolare.
To calculate.
Calcolare.
To calculate. Possiamo calcolare il risultato dell'operazione.
We can calculate the result of the operation.
Più. Plus.
Più. Plus. Quanto fa 17 più 63?
What is 17 plus 63? Actually, I think is 80, 90. I have no idea. 80, 90.
Meno.
Minus.
Meno.
Minus. 45 meno 25 fa 20. 45 minus 25 equals 20.
Per. Times.
Per. Times. Is a multiplication. 9 per 8 è uguale a 72. 9 times 8 equals 72. We use per as a multiplication, so you can say 2 per 3, 4 per 5, you know, and you use the per as a word basically to identify the multiplication.
Dividere. To divide.
Dividere. To divide. 28 diviso 7 è uguale a 4. 28 divided by 7 equals 4.
Quarto. Fourth.
Quarto. Fourth. Quant'è un quarto di 20? What is 1/4 of 20?
Want to speak real Italian from your first lesson? Sign up for your free lifetime account at italianpod101.com.
10 must known autumn vocabulary, of course in Italian, so let's start. Maglione, sweater. Maglione, sweater. Come ogni Natale, la nonna mi ha regalato un maglione rosso. As for every Christmas, my grandma gave me a red sweater. Red is actually, you know, the Christmas color. So everybody used to wear red dresses or red sweaters in Italy also. And it's quite common that someone gives you as a present something which has the red color in it.
Piovoso, rainy. Piovoso, rainy. In Italia, ottobre è sempre un mese piovoso. In Italy, October, it's always a rainy month.
Well, it's actually true. October, November are really kind of rainy. Autumn is quite a rainy season as the beginning of the springtime, as March is another month in Italy that is usually kind of quite rainy. Not very much, but comparing to the other months of the year, it definitely is.
Ventoso, windy.
Ventoso, windy. Le località ventose sono perfette per gli sport d'acqua. Windy places are perfect for weather sports. In Italy we practice a lot of weather sports within the coast, on lakes, and it's quite common, I mean, in seaside places or in the lake places. There are a lot of people doing windsurf or kitesurf or these kind of things.
Fresco, cool.
Fresco, cool. L'autunno è una stagione ancora fresca. Autumn is still a cool season, which is true. I mean, it really depends. In the south of Italy, for instance, it's really hot, but in the north, you might find it very cold in autumn. At the beginning of autumn as well, like October, you know, which is not really the case of the south of Italy.
Autunno,
autumn, autunno.
Autumn.
La mia stagione preferita è l'autunno, per via dei colori delle foglie.
My favorite season is autumn because of the colors of the leaves. And it's actually my point because autumn is like kind of special time for nature where leaves are changing the color. So you can see like valleys and hills that they just change the color and they become like reddish, yellowish. You know, it's like a very amazing combination of colors.
Castagna, chestnut.
Castagna, chestnut.
Adoro le castagne arrosto.
I love roasted chestnut.
Roasted chestnut are like very common things that you can find on the streets in Italy during the autumn time. They're delicious.
Camicia con le maniche lunghe.
Long sleeve shirt.
Camicia con le maniche lunghe.
Long sleeve shirt.
Mia madre mi ha comprato una camicia a maniche lunghe perfetta per questa stagione.
My mother bought a long sleeve shirt for me, which is perfect for this season.
Ringraziamento,
Thanksgiving.
Ringraziamento,
Thanksgiving.
Per i miei amici statunitensi, festeggiare il giorno del ringraziamento in famiglia è molto importante.
For my American friends, celebrating the Thanksgiving Day with families is very important.
Actually, Thanksgiving is not really something that we have in Italy the same way. We used to celebrate the 24th as well of December, or 25th as well, Christmas Day, but it is a kind of different celebration, even though actually, you know, it's the same because we used to reunite with our families and to spend more time with families as well.
Halloween.
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 Halloween. In Italia preferiscono mascherarsi per Carnevale più che per Halloween.
In Italy, people prefer to wear a costume for Carnival than for Halloween.
True, but nowadays, I mean, lately, we really get into this kind of feeling, you know, like costume stuff. In Italy, I mean, we used to change costume and, you know, to try things like that during Carnival time. It's very true. But also, lately, Halloween is starting to be a common thing in Italy as well.
foglia. Leaf. Foglia. Leaf. Ieri ho raccolto una foglia dalla forma davvero particolare. Yesterday I found a leaf in a very particular shape.
The 15 must know family words. Of course in Italian. So let's start. Famiglia. Family. Famiglia. Family. Ho una famiglia numerosa, tipicamente italiana. I have a typical big Italian family. So, as you know, Italian families are quite big, you know, and you actually notice this when they get along together during Christmas time or, you know, very special times, and you can see like 30, 40, 50 people together. So, it's very nice. Padre. Father. Padre. Father. Mio padre ha 60 anni. My father is 60 years old. Well, actually, my dad is a bit younger than that. He's like 57 years old. Marito. Husband. Marito. Husband. Suo marito è davvero simpatico. Her husband is really funny. You can also say, suo marito è davvero gentile. Your husband is really kind. Figlio. Son. Figlio. Son. Mio figlio ha appena compiuto 18 anni. È un adulto. My son has just turned 18. He is an adult. Because, you know, 18 years old is when you basically, you can get your driving license, you are like, you are an adult in a way that you can get different kind of responsibilities. And in Italy is the when you get like 18 years old. Fratello. Brother. Fratello. Brother. Ho chiamato mio fratello per organizzare una festa sorpresa per papà. I called my brother to organize a surprise party for my dad. Zio. Uncle. Zio. Uncle. Lo zio paterno è il fratello di tuo padre. A paternal uncle is the brother of your father. Nonno. Grandfather. Nonno. Grandfather. Nostro nonno vuole ancora guidare l'auto. Our grandfather still wants to drive the car. Suocero. Father-in-law. Suocero. Father-in-law. Suo suocero è molto gentile con tutti. Her father-in-law is nice to everybody. Madre. Mother. Madre. Mother. Mia madre sta frequentando un corso di yoga. My mother is taking yoga lessons. Well, actually, my mom, she does take Tai Chi lessons, so... Mia madre sta frequentando un corso di Tai Chi. Figlia. Daughter. Figlia. Daughter. Dovreste dire a vostra figlia che deve studiare di più. You should say to your daughter that she's to study more. This is something that if you go, you know, if you got someone, I mean, a daughter or a son going to school, you know, it can happen that maybe professors, they come and they say that your daughter or your son needs to study more. So in the case is a daughter, so you say, sua figlia dovrebbe studiare di più. And the male version, like for a son, is suo figlio dovrebbe studiare di più. Sorella. Sister. Sorella. Sister. Tra sorelle ci si capisce subito. Sisters understand each other quickly. Moglie. Wife. Moglie. Wife. Sua moglie non è felice del suo nuovo lavoro. His wife is not happy about his new job. If she's happy, you say, sua moglie è felice per il nuovo lavoro. So, your wife is happy for the new job. Suocera. Mother-in-law. Suocera.
Mother-in-law. La suocera è sempre pronta a giudicare.
The mother-in-law is always ready to judge. This is, I think, a common thing all over the world. This is not my case, really, but, you know, this is just very common. This is what, you know, mother-in-law, they usually do.
Nonna.
Grandmother.
Nonna.
Grandmother. La loro nonna sa preparare delle torte buonissime.
Their grandmother can bake delicious cakes. And by the way, I really love cakes.
Compagno.
Partner.
Compagno.
Partner. Vivo da 3 anni con il mio compagno.
It's been 3 years since I started living with my partner.
Hi everyone, I'm Gabriella. How are your Italian listening skills? In this video, you'll have a chance to test them out with a quiz. First, you'll see an image and hear a question. Next comes a short dialogue. Listen carefully and see if you can answer correctly. We'll show you the answer at the end. Are you ready?
Una donna sta chiedendo qualcosa ad un commesso in una libreria. Quale libro voleva vedere la donna? Mi scusi, vorrei dare un'occhiata ad un libro su quello scaffale.
Quale libro vorrebbe?
Il libro sulle macchine.
Aspetti un attimo, per favore. Questo?
Esatto!
Eccolo!
Quale libro voleva vedere la donna? Una donna sta chiedendo qualcosa ad un commesso in una libreria. Quale libro voleva vedere la donna? Mi scusi, vorrei dare un'occhiata ad un libro su quello scaffale.
Quale libro vorrebbe?
Il libro sulle macchine.
Aspetti un attimo, per favore. Questo?
Esatto!
Eccolo!
Un uomo e una donna stanno guardando un menù in un ristorante. Che cosa ha ordinato l'uomo?
Che cosa vorreste ordinare?
Questa pizza sembra deliziosa. La prendo.
Io ho mangiato la pizza ieri, quindi...
Ah, allora che ne dici di questo hamburger?
Sembra una buona idea. Lo prendo.
Che cosa ha ordinato l'uomo? Un uomo e una donna stanno guardando un menù in un ristorante. Che cosa ha ordinato l'uomo?
Che cosa vorreste ordinare?
Questa pizza sembra deliziosa. La prendo.
Io ho mangiato la pizza ieri, quindi...
Ah, allora che ne dici di questo hamburger?
Sembra una buona idea. Lo prendo.
Un uomo sta parlando con un ambulatorio medico al telefono. L'uomo, entro che ora deve andare lì? Pronto, come posso aiutarla?
Quando siete aperti oggi?
Fino alle 6, ma per favore venga prima delle 5:30.
Ok.
L'uomo, entro che ora deve andare lì? Un uomo sta parlando con un ambulatorio medico al telefono. L'uomo, entro che ora deve andare lì? Pronto, come posso aiutarla?
Quando siete aperti oggi?
Fino alle 6, ma per favore venga prima delle 5:30.
Ok.
Un ragazzo legge il suo diario. Che cosa ha fatto il ragazzo per prima cosa in quella giornata?
Oggi faceva veramente bel tempo. Questo pomeriggio sono andato in una piscina. E di sera sono andato a vedere un film. Inoltre, di mattina ho studiato. È stata proprio una bella giornata.
Che cosa ha fatto il ragazzo per prima cosa in quella giornata? Un ragazzo legge il suo diario. Che cosa ha fatto il ragazzo per prima cosa in quella giornata?
Oggi faceva veramente bel tempo. Questo pomeriggio sono andato in una piscina. E di sera sono andato a vedere un film. Inoltre, di mattina ho studiato. È stata proprio una bella giornata.
Un uomo e una donna stanno guardando una foto. Che foto stanno guardando? È la foto della squadra di calcio di tuo figlio, no? Qual è tuo figlio?
Questo.
Ah, è il più alto della squadra.
È più alto di me.
Che foto stanno guardando? Un uomo e una donna stanno guardando una foto. Che foto stanno guardando? È la foto della squadra di calcio di tuo figlio, no? Qual è tuo figlio?
Questo.
Ah, è il più alto della squadra.
È più alto di me.
Want to speak real Italian from your first lesson? Sign up for your free lifetime account at ItalianPod101.com.
Want to finally start speaking in your target language? In this guide, you'll discover the top 7 ways to practice speaking on your own with our lessons. Let's begin. Number 1. Shadowing. Shadowing is a proven learning technique where all you do is repeat what you hear in order to practice speaking. So, access any audio or video lesson on the site and press the play button to start. Then, as you listen or watch, just repeat the conversations. Or, even easier, read along out loud with the dialogue section. The script is right there in front of you. With our lessons, you can master entire conversations, just like that. Number 2, read out loud. I just mentioned it, but reading out loud is another powerful tactic and deserves its own mention. With every lesson, you get written transcripts and translations. So, as you play the lesson, read the dialogue out loud as you hear it. Why? By reading out loud, you're also practicing your speaking skills. You can do this with the lesson notes, the lesson transcript, or the dialogue tool. With the dialogue tool, you can listen to each line again and again, and repeat out loud until you master them all. Number 3, speed up your reading to speed up your speaking. Being able to speak without thinking is a sign of language mastery. If you're talking to a native and can respond quickly, they'll assume that you're fairly fluent. How can you do this? When you read out loud, try increasing your speed a little bit every time. So, start by reading with the dialogue tool. If you're like most learners, you'll read the first line slowly. That's because you're still getting used to the words, which is okay. Reread it. On your second try, you know most of the words, and you'll read a little faster. Reread it again. On your third try, you'll be even faster, at a native speaker's speed. And being able to read these phrases out loud and fast will help you speak fast. Number 4, record and compare yourself with native speakers. In order to sound like a native speaker, you must imitate native speakers. So here's how. Access the voice recorder, which is in the dialogue study tool in every lesson. Click on the microphone icon. Listen to the native speaker's audio, and then record yourself. You can then compare the two recordings side by side and practice and try again and again until you perfect your pronunciation. Number 5, get feedback from our Premium Plus teacher. If you're learning by yourself and don't have access to real teachers, then you can always get feedback from our Premium Plus teachers. With the My Teacher tool, you can record yourself speaking and send the audio file to the teacher. They'll review it and tell you what to improve and how. That's it. Number 6, level up your speaking with Premium Plus assignments. With Premium Plus, you can also get assignments that cover reading, writing, listening, and even speaking from your teacher. These assignments can be tailored to your goals and needs. You get a new one every week, or anytime you're ready for a new one. Number 7, get even more lessons in the lesson library. If you want even more lessons on speaking and conversations, visit our lesson library and under category, choose conversation. You'll get all of the pathways and lessons that are focused on speaking.
Tempo, il tempo, the weather. Okay, the very first word is neve, snow. Neve, neve, neve. In Italia non ho mai visto la neve. In Italy, I never seen snow. Because I'm from southern Italy and it really doesn't snow in my city, in Napoli. So, have you ever seen the snow in your city? Let's go to next one. Pioggia. Rain. Non mi piace la pioggia. I don't like rain. Yes, I really don't like it because I don't like to hold an umbrella. Next word is temporale. Thunderstorm. In Italia in inverno ci sono molti temporali. In Italy in winter there are many thunderstorms. Winters in Italy is the season where it rains the most, while summer is totally dry. Next word is tifone, typhoon. Oh my god, I've never seen a typhoon in my life, I think. In Italia non abbiamo I tifoni. In Italy there are no typhoon, actually. Really, I don't know how it looks like. I have no idea. Is it scary? Sereno, sunny. Oggi il clima è veramente sereno. Today the weather is very sunny. In ufficio, at the office. Let's go to the first word. First word is capo, boss. Il mio capo è una brava persona. My boss is a very good person. Do you like your boss? Collega, co-worker. Dopo il lavoro vado a bere con I miei colleghi. After work, I go to have a drink with my co-workers. By the way, we don't actually do this in Italy now that I think about it. It's not very common. After work, people, they just want to go home. To the next word. It's riunione, meeting. Dopo pranzo ho una riunione. After lunch, I have a meeting. Oh my god, I just want to sleep. Scrivania, desk. La mia scrivania è molto disordinata. My desk is very untidy. I don't like tidy desks. Chaos. What about your desk? Next word. Ufficio. Office. Vado in ufficio ogni giorno alle 8 del mattino. I go to the office every day at 8 in the morning. At what time do you go to the office? I actually don't like to go that early though. In the classroom. Nell'aula. Or nella classe. Compiti. Homework. L'insegnante mi ha dato tantissimi compiti. The teacher gave me a lot of homework. I remember I really enjoyed to do my homeworks until maybe midnight. Yeah, I was kind of a nerd. Next word is insegnante, teacher. L'insegnante di latino è la mia preferita. Latin's teacher is my favorite. Next word will be lezione, class. Oggi ho fatto tardi a lezione. Today I was late for the class. In Italy we don't have a class system where you have to go to different class. You always actually stay in the same class from the morning till the afternoon. It's very, you know, convenient for the students, maybe less for the teachers. Libro di testo, textbook. I libri di testo sono molto pesanti. Textbooks are really heavy. It's very, very heavy. Next word. Oh, scary one. Esame. Test. Domani ho l'esame di italiano. Tomorrow I have Italian exam. Fruits. I love fruits. Frutta. First word. Ananas. Pineapple. Ogni mattina, per colazione, mangio l'ananas. Every morning, for breakfast, I eat pineapple. Do you eat fruit in the morning? I don't eat pineapple, by the way, but I eat fruit, a lot of fruit. Next fruit will be arancia, orange. Le arance siciliane sono buonissime. Oranges from Sicily are very tasty. They are called like blood orange. They are the very red, juicy, delicious oranges from Sicily. So delicious. Next word, this is my favorite fruit. Ciliegia, cherry. Adoro le ciliegie. I love cherries. I can eat maybe, I don't know, like 100 cherries in one time. Fragola, strawberry. Mi piace mangiare le fragole con zucchero e limone. I like to eat strawberries with sugar and lemon. We actually eat fruit like this a lot in Italy, right after the meal. And if you like it, a little bit of white wine too. It's like that. It's a perfect dessert. Next fruit, albicocca, apricot. Adoro il succo di frutta all'albicocca. I love apricot juice. Is, oh, hobbies, hobby. And the first word is calligrafia, calligraphy. Mi piacerebbe seguire un corso di calligrafia. I would like to go to a calligraphy class. By the way, my handwriting is very messy. I really need to go to a calligraphy class, maybe. And the next word is ballare, dance. Ogni sabato vado a ballare. Every Saturday I go to dance. Do you like dancing? Next one. Ah, this one I love. Suonare uno strumento musicale. Play a musical instrument. Io so suonare uno strumento musicale. I can play a musical instrument. That's true. I actually can play piano. And I started to study piano when I was 7. I decided. I just really want it so bad. Nice. Can you play anything? Let me know, huh? Next one. Disegnare. Draw. I love to draw. Ogni giorno disegno 3 ore. Every day I draw for 3 hours. Not really, but I draw everywhere. In the train, when I have some time, I just draw. I love it. Navigare in internet. Surf the net. Is this a hobby? Prima di dormire, navigo in internet. Before going to bed, I surf the net. That's something really bad to do. Just go to bed immediately.